yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twamc.com. Tonight we are going to be discussing hormones. That's right, hormones. Growth hormone, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, and if we have time, thyroid hormone. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. If you get it at growyoungeragain.com, you'll get a autographed copy of the book. For more information about this program, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, www.feel29.com. I just wanted to make an announcement that on the 15th of October, we are going to be having a seminar at my office. And the seminar is going to be on growth hormone, HGH, PRP, as in platelet-rich plasma, and stem cells. How you can benefit from them. It's Wednesday, October 15th at 6 p.m. at the Wellness and Static Medical Center. Please RSV at our website, www.field29.com, or at our office, 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. Just for a little bit of hint, PRP can be used for joint and muscle pains, can be used for the vampire facelift, the vampire hair regrow, can also be used for the O-shot for women, in which it, what it helps with is with urine incontinence, in lubrication, vaginal lubrication, vaginal pain, and helps with orgasm. And the Piper shot, which helps with erectile dysfunction and helps with enlarging penile size. Now, stem cells and HGH can be used for a multitude of medical problems. And certainly, when you come to the seminar, you'll find out a lot more about these things. It's going to be a big night, October 15th, Wednesday at 6 p.m. All right? Now, today's show, we're going to be talking about hormones. Testosterone, growth hormone, HCG, also about estrogen, progesterone, if we have time, thyroid hormone. You know, I want you to understand something. Your hormones are your life. That's correct. When your hormone starts declining, you start dying. The longer you maintain your hormone, the younger and the healthier you are. You know, I had a patient today. She was 79 years old. 79 years old. She came in because she wanted to have a vampire facelift. And I thought about it. And after I spent some time talking to her about it, I realized that what she really wanted to do was optimize her body. See, she was 79 years old, had a husband that was 2 years older than her. She also had been terrified about hormones because she heard about that hormones can be bad for you. She was exercising 5 days a week. She was taking care of a 99-year-old mom. She was also taking care of a 25-year-old daughter that was in rehab. And she was like she was under a lot of stress because she was doing all these things. You know, and I thought about it. And I said to myself, you know, does this woman really want a vampire facelift? You know, yes, she will look better with a vampire facelift, but her hands did not match, her chest did not. And if I made her face look younger and healthier, what about the rest of her? So I started asking some questions. And at the end of the day, I realized that what she really wanted was to sleep better. And she wanted to have more energy, and she wanted her body optimized. She just wanted to be able to cope with all the stress that was going on in her life, and she just wanted some help. Well, anyhow, so after we talked about it, I decided that we need to talk about hormones, because there's still a lot of women out there who don't think that testosterone is something that they should have. You know, so if you are a woman, if you are 60, or 70 or 80, all right, what are you concerned about? Well, if you're 70 years old, you're concerned about falling and breaking a hip, because more people die after 70 of hip fractures than just about anything. You are worried about slipping and falling and break a hip. You're also worried about your memory, and you worry about Alzheimer's and dementia. You're worried about those things. You're worried about becoming dizzy and not being functional. You're worried about your dexterity, your flexibility. That's what you're worried about. You're not worried about testosterone. You're not worried about hormones. You just want to be able to survive. But I got news for you, young ladies and young men. You 60-year-olds, you 70-year-olds, you 80-year-olds, you 90-year-olds. You know, your hormones is the clue to all those things. Because guess what helps prevent you from getting Alzheimer's and dementia? Testosterone and estrogen and progesterone. That's correct. They, when you optimize those, they help protect you from getting Alzheimer's and dementia. What do you think helps you from falling and breaking a hip? Testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, growth hormone. Because all those things help you build muscle and strengthen your bone. What does a 20-year-old have that a 70-year-old does not have? A 20-year-old have more testosterone, more estrogen, more progesterone, more growth hormone than a 70-year-old. Therefore, a 20-year-old have more muscle and has more bones, strength, than a 70-year-old. So you see, when you're 20 years old and you fall, you jump up. When you're 70 years old and you fall, you break a hip. You see, when you get to 70, your muscle and your bone is your life. You don't ever want to lose a single muscle, and you don't ever want to lose a single bone cell. Because when those start going down, you start dying. Your flexibility decreases, and you are one step closer to being bedridden. You're one step closer to being in the ground. So I want you all to think about this. It's about your health. It's about how you are. Now, I see a lot of 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds, 80-year-olds. They worry about material things. They worry about their son and their daughter and their family and saving money to take care of all these people. Well, guess what? They're young. They can find a way to take care of themselves. All you have when you're 60, 70, 80 years old, what do you have? You have your health. That's the only thing that matters, because when your memory is gone, when your bones are brittle, when you can't walk, when you're bedridden, when you don't remember who your kids are, you have nothing. So all that money that you have, you cannot take it to the grave with you. You cannot do that. You can use that money to help make sure that you are healthy. Make sure that you don't fall and break a hip. Make sure you can function like a younger you. Well, let's talk about testosterone. What does testosterone do for men and women? First of all, the largest muscle in your body is your heart. That's the largest muscle. And because of that, your heart has more receptors for testosterone than any other organ in your body. So what does that mean? It means that when you're 20 years old, your heart is like a Maserati. It's like an 18-wheeler pulling a Volkswagen. That's what it's like. And when your heart beats, it beats effortlessly. And the blood goes boom, boom, boom. That's when you're 20. When you're 60 or 70 or 80, your heart is like a Volkswagen pulling an 18-wheeler. Your heart muscle is weak and fragile. Your heart beats rapidly, and the blood flow is psh, psh, psh. There's a reason why 20-year-olds don't get heart attacks and 60-year-olds do. It's because the 20-year-old heart is muscle is much stronger, because a 20-year-old has more testosterone than a 60, 70, 80-year-old. So what does testosterone do for your heart? Number one, it strengthens your heart muscle. Number two, helps protect you from heart disease. Number three, help lower your blood pressure. Number four, helps lower your bad cholesterol. That's what testosterone does for your heart. The second organ that testosterone affects the most is your brain. That's correct. In your brain, testosterone, number one, strength improves your memory. Number two, improves your cognitive function so you can think quicker. Number three, reduces your stress level. Number four, helps you sleep better at nights. Number five, helps protect you from getting Alzheimer's and dementia. Now, which 70-year-old does not want that? Which 60-year-old does not want that? Which 40-year-old doesn't want that? The bottom line is that in your brain, testosterone helps optimize your performance. It's a performance-enhancing drug, because if your mind is sharper, if your cognitive function is better, your memory is better, if your stress is down and you're sleeping well, and you are taking care of business at home, guess what? You are more productive worker. I tell everyone that in the next 5 to 10 years, most companies will be optimizing their employees' hormones. Do you know why? Because they can't afford not to, and because they already do. How do they optimize employees' hormones? They get rid of the older employees and keep the younger ones who has great hormones. That's correct. But what ends up happening is that they end up losing all the experience that the older folks have. All the savvy, all the know-how. They lose that. And now when they start optimizing people's bodies, they will be able to keep the older ones by bringing the testosterone, the estrogen, progesterone up to the way it was when they were younger. Now, when you're 20 years old, you fall down, you jump up. When you're 70, you fall, you break a hip. Well, that's because testosterone strengthens your muscles, strengthens your bones. You know that 3 p.m. cravings for that energy drink that you have now? Well, once we optimize your testosterone, that craving won't be there anymore. You won't need it because you'll be energized. That is correct. Now, testosterone also decreases belly fat and increases muscle. And as a side benefit from testosterone, it just helps with your libido and your sex drive. That's just a benefit after all the other things that testosterone does for you. You are listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You're listening to Grow Younger The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillymd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillymd@twaamc.com. You can also get my book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, at Barnes & Noble's, at iTunes, at Amazon. You can also get it at www.growyoungeragain.com, where you'll get an autographed copy. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. Feel29.com. I want to remind you that we are going to have a seminar at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center on October 15th, 2014 at 6 p.m. The Wellness and Aesthetic 214, October 15th at 6 p.m. Wednesday. And the topic will be growth hormone, HGH, PRP or platelet-rich plasma, and stem cells. It's going to be a great seminar, but it will help you understand how you can benefit from these three performance-enhancing drugs. That's correct. Performance-enhancing drugs, because life is about performance-enhancing. Despite what you hear about ball players and everything else, everyone performance-enhanced. When you're a woman and you put lipstick on, and you put your makeup on, and you put your perfume on, you are trying to outdo everyone else. You, when you put on that beautiful dress, you are trying to improve your performance. That's correct. It's all about performance enhancement. Now, continue on with hormones. The next, we talked about testosterone. Now we're going to talk quickly about estrogen, progesterone. Actually, let's just talk about growth hormone for a second, and then we can go to estrogen, progesterone. Now, growth hormone has been villainized by everyone. But, you know, in life, here's the deal. If your potassium is low, we give you potassium. If your calcium is low, we give you calcium. If your testosterone is low, we give you testosterone. If your estrogen is low, we give you estrogen. You see, your body has an optimal level of all of these things, and the goal is to optimize your body. Well, growth hormone is no different. When your growth hormone is low, it should be optimized. Well, why do you think? Well, first of all, growth hormone, when it says grow, it means that it helps your body fix things. It doesn't necessarily mean grow. It helps it fix things. Why do you think athletes want growth hormone? Because they got a lot of bumps and bruises, and they get a lot of injuries, and so they want it fixed, and growth hormone helps them fix those things. Well, here's the deal. If you injure yourself and your growth hormone level is low, growth hormone says to your body, hey, let's fix this next month. That's correct. If your growth hormone level is optimal, your body says, hey, buddy, fix it today. And your body does the job. So if you have damage to your liver, your kidney, or your organs, whatever it is, if your growth hormone is low, your body says, you know, we can just fix this later. If your growth hormone is optimal, your body says, let's fix the problem now. So what are the benefits of growth hormone? Human growth hormone. One, faster wound healing and stronger bones. Do we want that faster wound healing and stronger bones? I think so. Improve sexual performance? Definitely. Healthy maintenance of vital organs. Healthy maintenance of vital organs. Does that mean help you maintain your kidneys, your liver, your heart? Do you want healthy maintenance of those organs? Most definitely. That's what growth hormone does. Lower risk of heart disease. Boy, sure. You know, I don't want to take that growth hormone because I don't want to lower my risk of heart disease. I want to increase my risk of heart disease. Lower cholesterol and blood pressure. Boy, that's a tough one. I don't want to have lower blood pressure problems. Reduce body fat and increase muscle mass. Boy, that's another tough one. Reduce body mass, fat, and increase muscle mass. Boy, I don't think I really want that. Increase energy level and enhance your mood. Boy, that growth hormone does all of these things. I don't think I ever want any of those stuff. Sharpen your vision and your memory. regrow your hair. Regrow your hair. Let you help have smoother and firmer skin. Improve your cognitive function. Enhance your immune function so your immune cells can protect you from colds and infection. Boy, you know something? All that stuff that human growth hormone does, I don't think I want any of that because it will just make me too healthy. So I'm not going to optimize that. See, that's the problem. Growth hormone does a lot of important things in your body, and there's nothing wrong with optimizing your growth hormone because it can help you. Now, when I talk about these things, I have to understand something. In medicine, too much is just as bad as too little. So we're not talking about making it super high. We're talking about optimizing, putting it in a position where it's optimal for your body. So the next thing we want to talk is about estrogen progesterone. Why do you need estrogen progesterone? Well, first of all, I want you to understand something. There's two reasons why women have estrogen progesterone in their body. Reason number one is to prepare the body to have children. Reason number two is to attract a mate so that you can have children. Well, you know, they go together, buddy. You know, you can have all the estrogen in the world, but if you cannot attract someone to want to come over you and do the nasty, guess what? You are never going to have children. So that's what your estrogen progesterone do. They work together in tandem. So when you are a baby, you have estrogen progesterone and your level increases and increases as you grow. When you get to be about 9 and 10, your estrogen progesterone level is enough so that you can start having a menstruation. Then as the level gets a little bit higher, then you can start developing breasts and then pubic hair, and then your body's ready to have a baby. And so you already have a baby. And then when you get to be about 35, your body says, you know, you should not have any more children because the risk of having a deformity in your new child is great. So nature says no more children. So what happens? Your estrogen starts decreasing and your progesterone falls off the curve. Now, estrogen and progesterone work together in symphony. And so when your estrogen starts dropping after 35 gradually and your progesterone drops off the cliff, the ratio changes and now you start getting all the premenstrual symptoms, the hot flashes, all the lability of emotions and all of that stuff. When we increase your progesterone back up to where it matches estrogen, those symptoms are going away. Now, as your estrogen starts dropping, guess what? Your body starts deteriorating. You see, because estrogen makes collagen. And when you start losing estrogen, guess what? You start losing collagen. What is collagen good for? Collagen is good to make sure that your skin does not wrinkle. So as you start losing collagen, because your estrogen is lower, you start wrinkling. Now, you know that nice glow that your skin always had, that beautiful soft texture and everything else? Estrogen maintains that. And when your estrogen starts dropping, you start losing that maintenance. Now, you know that nice figure, 8 figure that you used to have? Well, that was very attractive to men. So nature says, no more attraction. So guess what? Your body becomes a ball. Big in the middle, small on top and bottom. Then you know that nice vaginal lubrication that you used to have? Guess what? That was inducive to sex. So nature can't have any of that because we don't want there to be a mistake. So nature says that lubrication's got to go. So you start getting vaginal dryness. And then that opening that used to be so nice and expand to whatever you want to put in there, now it starts getting tight. And then when you, heaven forbid, you try to have sex, guess what? It hurts. So nature says you stop doing that. So I tell women that if you want to continue aging, then don't replace your hormones naturally. If you want to stay young and healthy and sexy and vibrant, then you need to replace your estrogen and progesterone. By the way, estrogen and progesterone also helps maintain your bones so you don't get osteoporosis. Guess what? When those levels drop, you start breaking your bone, your hips when you fall, because estrogen and progesterone is a very important part of that. Estrogen and progesterone also, contrary to belief, protects you from breast cancer. Estrogen and progesterone protects you from breast cancer. It also helps protect you from heart disease. It helps protect you from colon cancer. It helps protect you from endometrial cancer. Estrogen progesterone helps with your energy level. It also helps protect you from getting Alzheimer's and dementia. So is estrogen progesterone important to your life? Yes, it is. So if you don't know, we are talking about bioidentical hormones. That means that these hormones look exactly like what your body makes. So when they go into your body, your body doesn't know whether it made it or where it came from. It thinks it made it because there's no difference. As opposed to hormones which are not bioidentical, which means when they go into your body says, what on earth is this? I've never seen it before. I don't know if it's good or bad for me. I'm going to sick my immune system after it. I'm going to send it to the liver and destroy it. That's what your body says when it's not natural. Well, we run out of time now, so I'm going to have to say goodbye. So we will not get to the other hormones today. But I just want to remind you of a couple of things. Number one, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. My number is 210-559-5959. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or you can get it at the web at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. And don't forget our seminar on Wednesday, October 15 at 6 p.m. at Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center on human growth hormone, PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma, and stem cells. How can they benefit you? You guys have a great day, great evening, and I will see you all next week.